I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. An Environmental Protection Agency official says he'll be able to tell Minden area residents about results of a test burn of artillery propellant. The EPA is holding its second meeting with area residents tonight at the Minden Civic Center. The agency conducted a private test burn of 1,200 pounds of the more than 15 million pounds of illegally stored propellant left by Explo Systems at Camp Minden. EPA spokesman Joe Hubbard says the December 3rd test was done to understand the physical and chemical properties and determine air monitor requirements before any large-scale burn. The state has reopened a couple of areas in the Gulf of Mexico that were affected by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill to commercial fishermen. Areas off the coast of Elmers and Grande Terre Islands have been closed since the spill in 2010. Dean Blanchard, owner of Dean Blanchard Seafood in Grand Isle, says both of these areas are good areas for shrimp.
The first day they opened, I had one boat caught 7,000 pounds right off of Grande Terre. In fact, I had a couple of boats call me this morning that they're coming ice up and they're all going out there for this week.
The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries reopened the areas near Grand Isle December 10th. Blanchard says reopening those areas will be a big help for the industry going forward.
We've been running about 60% of what we was doing before the spill, and we're hoping that'll boost our numbers back up, and hopefully in a year or two we get back to normal.
There's still an area near Barataria Bay that remains closed to fishing. States are moving to ban alcohol in powdered form before the product goes on sale out of concern it will increase underage drinking. The product, called Palcohol, is touted by its inventor as a convenient way to mix a drink. Lawmakers nationwide say that convenience will only make it easier for children to access alcohol. The National Conference of State Legislatures says Alaska, Delaware, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Vermont have already banned powdered alcohol. Minnesota, Ohio, and New York are also considering outlawing it. State police suspect a drunk driver that was heading the wrong way on a four-lane highway in Beauregard Parish struck another vehicle head-on, resulting in three fatalities. Sergeant James Anderson says they believe 28-year-old Christy Poteet was traveling south in the northbound lanes of U.S. 171.
That vehicle hit the northbound vehicle head-on. Two of the occupants of the southbound vehicle were pronounced dead at the scene, as well as the driver of the vehicle that was heading north.
Poteet and a passenger in a car were killed at the scene. 41-year-old Ricky Gill of Singer was the driver of the other car, who also died. Anderson says they believe Poteet was impaired at the time of the crash. The KEDM weather forecast: mostly cloudy early today, then mostly sunny this afternoon. The high in the low high 50s. This is KEDM News.